Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, is teeming with coffee shops. Most have cropped up in the last 5 or 6 years. But according to one American expat, it's still hard to get a decent cup of coffee in Kyiv. Bridget McCarthy reports.
When Andreas Nemikis first moved to the Ukrainian capital nearly a decade ago, the Chicago native was not impressed by the coffee.
Here there are a lot of sort of dive cafes that happen to serve a lot of instant coffee. So just liquid mud.
Nemikis is sipping a cappuccino in one of Kyiv's relatively new coffee chains. It's not so different from the kind of cafe he had hoped to open. 8 years ago, he used all of his savings to buy a piece of property in a prime location downtown. Then he went about getting the necessary permits and approvals to renovate it. Nemikis, who's fluent in Russian, came to Ukraine a decade ago as a small business consultant, so he was well aware of the challenges of starting a business here. But he wanted to try for himself. He had just one rule.
My strict stance was that I wasn't going to pay a kopeck.
For bribes.
Bribes, and more bribes.
To the health inspectors, the fire inspectors, the police, the city architect, the tax police.
To anyone who has anything to do with overseeing your business or providing you with a permit or an approval, any opportunity they have to put you under their thumb till you agree to cough up some cash.
8 years later, Andreas Nemikis hasn't served a single espresso, but he has gotten a first-hand education in Ukrainian capitalism. He says one official demanded $30,000 just to sign a permit. But in most cases, Nemikis says, public officials are more discreet.
They put up some airs about, well, we don't agree with this part of the project. We think this can be improved or that should be changed. And they make some sort of absurd demands.
For instance, they think your ventilation system, which is already larger than capacity, is too small.
Or they think that the toilet where you're planning to put it, they want you to move it to the complete other side of the property. And you try to explain, well, that physically that's not possible. And they say, well, that's what you need to do.
Then they give you the name of an architect who can help you rework your design.
And that person ends up being their wife, their cousin, their brother.
One of the worst curses that you could say to someone from the former Soviet Union is, may you live on your salary alone.
Paul Nyland is an Irish businessman who runs a successful publishing company in Kyiv. He knows Andreas Nemikis and his tale of woe.
I think it's very sad. Private entrepreneurs are being stifled by some bureaucrat that just wants to get a few thousand dollars for his own pocket.
Nyland says bribery is a holdover from Soviet times, when government salaries were barely enough to live on. Back then, bureaucrats supplemented their meager incomes by accepting gifts of sausage or homegrown cucumbers. Now, they want cash.
No one simply has their salary. They're all doing something to supplement because, quite simply, you have to.
Nyland says even so, there are ways to get things done without paying bribes.
I've never paid a commercial bribe in the time that I've been here, and I'm not going to start.
But he does cultivate relationships. He says in this part of the world, people simply won't work with you until they get to know you. And the way to make that happen is by bringing a bottle of cognac or vodka to a meeting, sending a box of chocolates to someone on their birthday, or handing over the keys to your dacha. Paul Nyland doesn't consider this bribery. He says it's just part of the culture. His company publishes the in-flight magazine for Ukraine's national airline. He says at first the local printer was hostile and unhelpful.
And now, actually, she's like, Paul, Dorogoy, my darling Paul, how are you?
Andreas Nemikis wasn't willing to woo public officials or anyone else with cognac or chocolate. 8 years, stacks of letters, and hundreds of meetings later, he still hasn't gotten the necessary permits to open for business. So he's given up. He's not sorry he tried, but he does have one regret.
What's actually most painful is that what people here consider to be good coffee, now all these coffee shops have opened up and people say, you know, okay, great, you know, no more instant for me. They're still not drinking good coffee, and I just know what it can be.
And how to make it, which Andreas Nemikis does every morning at home. For The World, I'm Brigid McCarthy.